chat, everybody. It's Jaslyn, and I'm here with Lisa Kriegel, Megan White, Gavin Williams, Cameron Bartlett, Catherine Versiglio, and Jamie Gilmore.
You're so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a good. Give her a nice round of applause right there.
Nice job, Jaslyn. Jaslyn, that was great.
How'd you feel about that? Was that, were you pretty comfortable?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's not easy, though, right? People think it's so easy.
Well, I mean, you do it all the time, so.
Well, I mean, that's easy for me, though, because, Lisa, we've talked about that. I'm very shy, and if we, you know. So we've got a packed house tonight, and I'm glad, because we're going to be talking about my favorite holiday of all time. And like the very talented Jaslyn Warning said, we've got a host of characters. Catherine Versiglio, Lisa Kriegel, who... is here again, unfortunately.
We've got
Megan White. It's your third episode, right? It's your third episode?
I think it's my second.
No,
This is my third,
because I did Fall Fest and then a junior ambassador
She's becoming a frequent flyer.
She's a regular, yeah.
She'll be able to host by herself here for too long.
No, thank you.
I'm thinking. You know, I need some, you know, Johnny Carson had, like, you know, guest host that when he needed some time off. So that's what I'm looking for. Lisa, she's got an episode coming out pretty soon that she was able to, by the way, you didn't get a chance to listen to it. You had a great guest. They do such a great job what they do. It's Kid Zone, correct?
Correct.
And, you know, I can't wait to hear it myself because of the great charity work they do. But we're here talking about Thanksgiving, and we're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving foods. Now, it's my favorite. Let me tell you, explain why it's my favorite holiday. Feel free to chime in. Feel free to jump in here. Christmas is great, but I feel the need, if I give you a gift, I'm kind of, when you open it, I'm kind of looking at you going, you know, I don't know if I should have got this person this, but I'm hoping somehow they like this gift. Or when I open a gift, I feel the pressure of having to look at them and go, okay, yeah. Because everybody knows if you repeat the name of the gift that you got, you don't like the gift. Example would be you open the gift, you're excited. Oh, socks. These are great. Or like if you're like in college. Oh,
nobody thinks socks are great.
My mom got me.
After 30, they do.
No.
After 30.
Are you not a great gift giver, Jamie?
You know what? Okay, that's a great question. I struggle a little bit because I really want to do, I kind of want to go the distance. It's not about the price. I don't mind spending some
money.
You
want to make it personal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want you to enjoy the gift. And when you get it, I want you to go, you want to be happy.
That's one of my favorite things. I love giving gifts.
Now, in the times that I've been in a relationship and had during Christmas time, normally, Megan, you're going to, and Lisa, you're going to have a problem with this, but I try to break up at the 1st of December and then get back together mid-January so I don't have to get a gift. But
No.
Well, I mean, I'm just not going to keep a woman. I'm going to get a woman, so I'm going to keep one for a long period of time.
Especially blacklisted all around Birmingham.
Especially during the holidays. Is that a bad thing, Megan? Is that a bad thing?
I mean, I had a guy break up with me after he got his Christmas gift from me.
Wow, so really? He did?
Just several years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it was a good gift.
What a jerk. Man, wow, what a jerk.
Well, I didn't marry him, so.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, that does sound. Listen, I really, if I'm like, that's to me, when you're dating somebody, that's the pressure of what are you going to give somebody. But like, also my mom, my grandmother's easy. I just really buy something she could hang on her porch, and that's an easy thing to do. But the great thing about Thanksgiving is there is no gift. There is no exchanging of anything.
The gift of food.
It's the gift of food. You hang out with your family. You hang out with your friends. And you get to sit and watch football and eat delicious food. I mean, that's the great thing. And if you're my family, you get to play cards that night, possibly drink beverages that our high school people can't, you know, be a part of, you know, but that's a good time though, right? That's Thanksgiving in my family. I absolutely love it. So we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about our Mount Rushmore. What do y'all like about Thanksgiving? Somebody come up and tell me, what's your favorite part about that?
Eating.
I love the Macy's Day Parade.
Do you really? Okay, you ever been?
No.
No, you. So, that's Catherine. We need to give Catherine's eating the microphone.
I have not.
Okay.
I'm here eating my tzatziki.
So, you've been in New York a couple times, though, right?
I have.
Okay, so have you ever wanted to go?
To the Macy's?
Yeah, is that something you would think?
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, I think so, too.
My mom danced in it when she was in high school.
She did not. Your mom danced in the Macy's Day Parade?
Yeah, we do.
We do the
same things. Is that something? Do y'all wake up and watch the Macy's Day Parade?
I mean, it's sometimes on in the background, maybe.
Yeah,
but it's there. But you're not necessarily.
But we don't normally have Thanksgiving at our house, so
you're on the road traveling.
Yeah.
Well, I go to my mom's and my grandmother. We all come to like my mom's house. Like, I got family living on the same street, but there's something about the Macy's Day Parade. I don't really watch it, but I'm like, I'll turn it on.
Yeah.
Because it kind of is, it is tradition.
Festive.
Yeah. 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 Does anybody not like Thanksgiving? Because you're going to have to leave the studio. I'm just kidding. Do you not, I mean, anybody just like, And feel free to talk about that.
Cameron, do you want to share this mic?
Yeah, you and Cameron are sharing mics. So okay. Make sure you get the pizza out of your mouth. Oh, make sure you get the
mint. I like the Black Friday shopping.
Okay, so do you and your family like go at 2 o'clock in the morning? And
oh, I've never been. I just like hearing the stories.
You've never been to shop? My mom. Okay, put the mic around. You got to talk to the mic. Gotta, there you
my
go.
Mom won't let me ever go with her.
She won't let you go shopping?
Oh, she's shopping for you probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, that and she says the Black Friday crowds are just insane.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's why I don't go. Mm.
So you wouldn't go to Black Friday?
I wait till Cyber Monday.
No, I've never been and I have no wants to do it.
No, it was fun when I was like their age or like a little older, well, just going to people watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's interesting.
I'm not gonna fight over a TV, sorry. I'll just order it online.
Yeah.
Well, TVs are so cheap now anyway.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying back then
trying not to get shot.
Yeah.
Trying to make it to, you know.
Do you okay, so
she don't want to brawl in Macy's.
Exactly. No.
So nobody here really goes Black Friday shopping.
No.
Okay, I to me, I'm so full and so devastated from the food that I've eaten that day. I've got nothing left in the tank. There's no way I'm getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go shopping. I wouldn't do it anyway. I don't care how cheap it is. And like my issue with it is you got like three things and there's 40 people fighting over it. It just, you know, I don't know. It's not my kind of thing.
No.
That's why I'm glad we have online shopping.
There you go. You can Black Friday shop online.
Wait 3 days to Cyber Monday.
And I do like too that pretty much everybody has that week off, like those 3 days. You know, it's one of those things.
In the financial world, you don't.
Wait, y'all have to go to work on Friday?
Well, I mean, I'm taking off.
Ew.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And the last week of the year, no, ain't no taking off.
So, but banks get a lot of days, you know, y'all take a lot of days off, right?
I'm not the bank. I'm the, like, advisor.
Okay. I'm talking to Lisa, I guess.
Stock market.
No? No.
We follow the Federal Reserve holiday schedule. So if the Fed's closed, more than likely we're going to be closed.
But they're closed for Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, but not the day after.
Oh, okay.
People do get paid on Fridays.
Do you have the day before? Or is it just that Thursday?
It's just that Thursday.
Wow.
Ew.
I usually take the whole week off. Nice. Just because I don't want to be around.
Well, I take the week of Christmas off. That's my holiday.
I'll take 2 weeks off for that. I need time away. I need time to pull back and just be Jamie. I need that. And the holiday time is that time for me. What are you laughing for, Jess? I need that time.
Because you're always obnoxiously Jamie.
That's true. That's true. It's very true. I don't agree with the obnoxiously part, but yeah.
What do you need breaks from?
Yeah.
What do you need breaks from?
Just day to day. I mean, it's tough. Like today, I played like 8 games NBA Jam at work. No, I'm sorry, Blitz at work, video game, and I'm tired. My hands, I'm just got nothing left in the tank. So, I need a break from that. You've seen me at work. I don't, I'm crazy there. It's
hammer
busy.
Down.
Now, we're going to be talking about our Mount Rushmore of favorite foods. What's the one thing you won't eat? Like, it's one thing on the table, and I can tell you, I'll start this ball rolling. I don't understand cranberry sauce. I don't understand.
I love cranberry sauce. I can't do the congealed salad.
Ooh, I don't like Jell-O in general, so isn't that sort of like...
Yeah.
It got like Jell-O-y type... I don't think my family has that, so I don't have to worry about it.
My mom loves this casserole that my nanny makes.
All
it's
right.
Like green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It smells awful. It looks awful. It is awful. I'm just glad she enjoys it.
So do you like green beans?
I love green beans.
So you don't... See, I don't like green beans, but I love a green bean casserole. It's crazy like that.
I can... Yeah. My husband loves green bean casserole, and for the first time I tried it when we got together. So, we don't cook that in ours. We just have green beans, and I don't eat them.
I love green bean casserole.
If it's made right, it is good, but I can see because there's very few casseroles I don't like. But I will tell you, there's cranberry sauce, and then the other thing, sweet potato, any kind of sweet potato. I don't like sweet potato fries.
Give it to me.
I don't like sweet potato casserole.
What's wrong with you?
Potatoes should not be sweet. Right. I mean, and fruit shouldn't be on pizza. There's just certain things that should not happen. I know.
On pizza.
See, I don't like fruit on pizza. Either.
I don't know. I mean, but sweet potatoes.
Pineapple is the only fruit I will eat on a pizza. Well, I mean, unless you want to get technical, tomatoes are. But
so what's something, Lisa, that you don't want on the table?
Congealed salad.
Okay, and that's it?
Marshmallowy, congealy.
Yeah, okay.
No.
There's
too many good recipes out there, and people are going to ruin it with congealed salad.
A lot of my family will put congealed salad on, I mean, not just cranberry sauce, on the dressing.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah,
I love cranberry sauce.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah. I'm with Lisa. So my mom.
Okay.
It got passed down to her that she has to make the cranberry jello stuff.
Okay.
So I always have to help her make it. But I don't eat it. I'll eat the stuff out of the can.
So just the stuff out of the can.
I don't want the homemade stuff. I want the can. No, I don't know. I don't know why. Sweet enough.
I just can't be a part of that. Cameron, you, what would you not eat? What are you going to take off the table?
I'm a picky eater. I'm a really picky eater.
No.
Really?
I'm not shocked by this.
I used to be.
I'm going to say two. Coleslaw and deviled eggs.
You don't like a deviled egg? Really?
Oh, I love it.
Coleslaw doesn't
egg without relish.
Coleslaw. Yeah,
it's got to be pickle relish. I don't do sweet.
My mom and my grandmother leaves it out for me like two.
What now?
Okay. I had coleslaw like two Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Was it sweet?
I don't eat it.
I like mayonnaise based. Mm-hmm. I don't like sweet.
But deviled eggs, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of deviled eggs.
I watch my mom make deviled eggs and what she puts in it.
Is it okay? So you're saying your mom does not put tasty things in the deviled eggs?
I mean, like, it
just
doesn't.
What does she put in?
I don't know.
You don't have to whisper, Cameron.
I just know it's obviously, you know, the crushed up yolk, and I hate egg yolk.
Okay, so if you don't like eggs, period, it's not going to be good for you.
Yeah.
I eat my eggs weird, different way. I eat them scrambled.
That's not weird. That's like most America.
Do you eat just the egg white?
But fried eggs, I only eat the yolk. But deviled eggs, I would take out the white and only eat take out the yellow and only eat the white.
Okay. All right. That is kind of strange. But that's interesting. So does everybody else like cranberry sauce?
No. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't understand
it. My dad loves it. He makes my mom get a can every time, like, around Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving food. I don't want it.
I don't want it any other time.
Yeah.
But they sell it year round, but I only want it that time. And I just want a little bit. It's just traditional, I guess. Yeah.
Now, I love turkey and dressing, but I can't eat it like in May, if that makes sense. I have to eat it during Thanksgiving, maybe Christmas if I'm going to like some other family events. But like, do y'all feel that same way, or is it something you can eat year round? And you feel free to talk in the mic there after you get that out of your mouth. I mean, by the way, everybody's eating on the episode.
I can eat turkey and dressing year round.
I did pause.
So my sister, she has a January birthday. But, like, the last 5 years, she's like, Mom, can you make Thanksgiving meal for my birthday? So, we'll have it in January.
Yeah.
So, I like it.
That loud boom you heard.
Sorry.
Because with my dad's family, who's Italian, we normally have Italian food at, like, Thanksgiving. Well, actually, we don't get together with them at Thanksgiving. But at Christmas, we'll have Italian food. So, I don't mind it.
Oh, that's why I went to Carrabba's.
Costa's, yeah.
Costa's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, by the way.
Me too.
I'm pretty excited about that special time we're going to have. We'll talk about that later. Go ahead, Jess.
I love turkey, but it's like I get more of ham on my plate when I
eat. Ham's better. I mean, turkey.
I'm a turkey gal.
Turkey's dry.
Turkey's dry.
So, I like dark. I like the dark.
Yeah.
It's dry, and I feel like the ham just...
It's got better flavor. Yeah.
The flavors go with everything else on the plate better.
And I like the ham sandwiches after Thanksgiving.
I don't really make a sandwich.
I mean, no, I do. That's one of the great things.
Honey-baked ham?
Oh, yeah. Honey-baked ham's fantastic.
I mean, I will eat ham.
Yeah.
Now you're giving me all sorts of ideas. I'm hungry
again. I mean, we're... My whole purpose when you're listening, by the way, if you're driving to work or this is going to drop on Tuesday before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving from the chamber. We want to make you so hungry that you're going to pull off and go eat some pre-Thanksgiving food somewhere. You're just going to find a place when you're listening to this.
I like dessert.
Okay, we're about to get to desserts. And again, save this for our Mount Rushmore, which we're going to do momentarily. But okay, what's the one dessert that's always there that you don't want to eat? Like you get tired of.
That you don't want to eat.
Yeah, the dessert you can't stand, but it's always at your house. Always. I can tell you, okay, I'll start the ball rolling here. For me, it's a egg custard pie that my grandmother makes that I don't understand why. It's yeah, I know. Look it up. Google
like
it if you don't know. It's an egg custard pie, that's what it's called. Mm. It's disgusting.
Buttermilk pie. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's very similar. Yeah. But that's the one thing I can't, like, and listen, there's a lot of people, and I don't really care for pumpkin pie. It's too sweet, pumpkiny, cinnamon-y.
I like it.
That's not a word, by the way.
Who makes it?
Yeah.
You know, it could,
You got to have the spices just right. And if they're wrong, they're like,
ugh. It's just not for me, though. Yeah. But I get that. You know, I mean, I understand. But, you know, and people like these pies because my family makes them. So what's the thing you got to, you know, the dessert you don't want? Go ahead,
chocolate.
Karen.
Oh.
You're good. I might get hate for this. Pecan pie.
What? What?
I'm not a pie.
What?
I'm not a pie.
Cameron. Cameron.
Remember, she said she was picky.
Wow. Wow. No, that's no. I love cheesecake. Listen, that might be on my Mount Rushmore. I love cheesecake as well. But pumpkin pie. I mean, I'm sorry. Pecan pie is great. Mm-hmm. Love pecan pie. Ooh. Put a little ice cream on there, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's good. So what else?
Pecan pie, but it's not like my number one.
Well, it's probably not my top five, but I like the pie. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, well, so Kevin, you like pecan pie.
I love it, and my family's recipe is delicious.
So what would you take out, though? What's the one thing
anything
you don't
anything chocolate heavy.
So you don't like chocolate?
I'm not a, yes and no. I prefer white chocolate, but like if you're going to give me a chocolate cupcake, I'm not going to eat it.
Wow.
Oh, I would.
I don't even eat chocolate chip cookies that much. I put white chocolate chips in them.
Okay.
But I don't love chocolate.
Oh, I do.
My grandmother makes a 4-layer chocolate pie that's absolutely delicious.
Now, there's some chocolate. It's super weird. I love brownies, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
But chocolate, I don't
know. What about, like, fudge?
I don't want chocolate fudge. I want, like, peanut butter
from Gatlinburg
or something. Yeah, I want a flavored fudge. Now, if it's chocolate peanut butter, totally fine.
But it just can't be, like, straight chocolate.
Straight chocolate, unless I have an inkling for it, which is very rare. I know, I'm one of those weird chocolate. I mean,
chocolate's one of my favorite things on the planet.
Yeah.
How about, okay, you two, what would you take off the table dessert-wise?
Congealed salad. People eat it for dessert, but I love Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I love, you know, the food that it brings. So, I mean.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean.
We kind of go all out for desserts. Our family member who does them.
They're extravagant.
Okay, all right. Give me an example.
Yeah.
Like, she'll make a cake. I can't even think because it's not something you would like normally bring, but it would be like a lavender vanilla bean icing or something.
Oh my God. Yeah. That sounds right. Can I come?
It is. And like the cookies.
And it sounds, cookies. And it sounds really healthy, like low carb.
Yeah. She's a doctor. So maybe that has something to do with it.
So
but it's always good.
So does anybody going to have dessert on their Mount Rushmore? Cause you can put dessert on there. Okay. Yeah, all right. Absolutely. So this is going to be fun.
Cameron just said a good one. But okay. Carrot cake.
You know, Cameron's usually
so good. You don't like it.
Cameron's usually not the best for her Mount Rushmore. So we're looking for.
Wow. You are picky.
I only would put three things on my Thanksgiving plate. Cause I'm like that picky.
Mac and cheese. Yeah. Mashed potatoes. Oh, okay.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We'll start with, we're going to work our way around. It's Mount Rushmore of your favorite Thanksgiving foods. We're going to start here.
I get a start.
I'll tell you what. Gavin, you're not mic'd up, but if you want to write down yours, I'll announce for you, okay? So Gavin gets to play as well. All right. So here are the rules. Would you like to explain the rules?
No copying.
No copying. And don't make fun of people's picks. Be nice. Oh, be considerate.
Yes.
Be considerate.
Why did they call you out like that?
I don't know. I haven't done that to them. You know, I made a promise. You know, this after this episode's going to air, we would have already had Fall Y'all Fest. And I said to Cameron, I was, and Gavin, correct from wrong, you were dressed as Elmo most of the day, but
Elmo,
I don't know if you're,
I
did not mess with Cameron at all at this festival. I thought that I did a good job. As a judge, I was very fair. So Cameron, would you like to, you know, respond to that?
You're a liar. You're
a liar. Okay, I might have said your name once or twice.
Once or twice.
During the cackling.
Twice, like double that?
Four
that?
Times, seven times. And
she's
during.
Jamie has targets.
Yeah.
It's apparent.
All right. So let's work our way around. It's favorite foods, Mount Rushmore, as this is our Chamber Chat Thanksgiving episode. Go ahead, Lisa.
Mac and cheese. Like, okay. The homemade.
Yes.
Okay. I got to boil the noodles, chop up the cheese, get the mayonnaise, get the meal. That.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. So mayonnaise in your mac and cheese.
It depends on the recipe, but yeah.
Yeah. I've heard had it before. So my mom makes a 5-layer mac and cheese, which is delicious. It's a staple. That's a good jump out of the gate with a nice pick there. Good job, Lisa. Okay, Catherine.
I'm going to say mom's homemade chicken and dressing.
Chicken, it's a dressing, and chicken is off the table. I didn't think it would make it around. It's off the table, but it's a staple.
Jamie's mad.
I'm not mad. I can make this without it. Go ahead.
I'm going to say a dessert and go with cheesecake.
Oh, man. Now I'm mad about that. Love cheesecake. Probably your best pick ever, Cameron. Great job. You like, don't get me to ask you a question. Do you like it by itself? You like fruit on there? What do you like?
I kind of like it by itself.
No cherry, no strawberries? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I like it plain or caramel.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. When you go to Cheesecake Factory, I get the chocolate mousse cheesecake. That's what I do, but I see people get it plain. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorites, it's a recipe my family has, but it's strawberry pizza or strawberry pie. But it's so good every year, and yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's strawberry pizza is what you call it.
Yeah.
But it's a strawberry pie. Yeah. What is it got, like whipped cream and stuff in there?
Okay. So it has like, it's like whipped cream and like other stuff.
Okay.
And obviously cream cheese. And then it's, you know, like the strawberry glaze.
Mm-hmm.
It has it over the top. And then sometimes they make two separate ones. So one without pieces of strawberry on top. And then the ones with it on top.
That sounds delicious.
It is.
All right. Great.
Mashed potatoes.
Okay, just all, you know, again, you're taking the staples out. We're going to have to struggle. This is going to be a little tougher than I thought.
I know.
But their answers are going to be so much different than ours.
Yeah.
So,
so mashed potatoes. Okay, so that was going to, mine was going to be kind of a mom. My mom makes like a mashed potato kind of, it's like a casserole, but it's really mashed potato. It's like sour cream.
Is it like twice potato?
Yeah, sort of, but like that. Yeah, whatever. It's very good. So there you go. It's off the table. So I'm going to continue. Three things I was going to put on is already off the table. I'm not happy about that. All right, so give me your thing. This is Gavin. Gavin is not mic'd up. So what are you?
Oh.
87 broccoli salad?
Hey, my mom's broccoli salad is really good.
So like somebody you get.
Yeah, I'd have to pass on that one.
So like somebody you get in a lunchroom. I mean,
Jamie, that's a weird choice for you to have.
Broccoli salad.
What are you eating?
All right, Gavin. Well, right now.
It's okay. I would never have thought of that. That was original.
It's originally bad. okay, so y'all probably never heard of this before, but I'm telling you, you got to give it a shot. My aunt makes it. Aunt Janet, love you. It's called cornbread salad. It's one of the greatest things ever. It's cornbread, but it's got black beans, cheese, sour cream, tomatoes all mixed in. It is tremendous. It's so good.
I would try.
And I can't. No, you would like it. If you like it.
I like cornbread.
Oh, you'd love it.
Like a cornbread,
so there you go. I'm very pleased. What's that?
You bake it like a
cornbread. Yeah, it's kind of cold, but it's so good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going with just basic deviled eggs.
Okay. Deviled eggs off the board.
This is our next favorite.
Yeah, this is going. You got three more after, two more after this.
Homemade sweet potato casserole with the pecans.
Yes, not the marshmallows. Yes. It's got to be the praline top.
So we have to make two dishes, one with marshmallows for my sister and her husband, and then pecans for the rest of us.
I don't like sweet. Yeah, you're going to have a lot of people take
it. Mac and cheese.
I can't, you know, I can't do with the.
I'm trying to think
Jamie,
of what
I'll have
I
to
eat.
Get you to try. I'm going to let you try my mom's.
You think so?
Yeah.
I need to get Elise's to eat.
Y'all all right. Come on to the Versiglio's.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Cameron, you're up next. So far, so good. Knocked it out of the park with cheesecake, but you don't look very confident here. Go ahead.
Well, y'all said a lot of them.
Yeah, of course we did.
Don't like all those. I'm gonna have to say like corn on the cob.
Okay.
Well, that's, you know, I don't like corn at all, but I don't mind anybody that does because it's a staple.
It's how you make it. If it's like creamy corn.
Okay.
Oh, like cream corn.
Cream corn. I like that.
So good.
I'd rather have cream corn.
Me too.
It gets like stuck on you, you know, when you're eating it. Like, yeah,
that's like the cob wise, it gets stuck more than.
But cream corn is, it doesn't.
I don't eat corn unless it's on the cob. I can't just eat the little.
I can't eat straight down.
Yeah, I have to cut mine off.
All right, so Jazz, go ahead.
Okay.
We can hear you whispering. The radio is the mic. Yeah, unless you turn it off.
Don't listen to that part.
I'm going to go with tater tot casserole.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, actually, I'm going to, a technicality here, so I'm going to come back around with something because it's not the same thing, but close. But I love a tater tot casserole, so I'll tell you when I get here. It's very good.
Pecan pie.
Oh, Cameron, you love that, don't you? Pecan pie for Cameron. Woo! Let's bring a slice up to here after Thanksgiving for her to have. Like,
no, my brother wants me to make a pecan pie with no pecans one year, and I'm going to one day because I would prefer no pecans, that's but so I have to funny. Chop them up really fine.
Brian prefers it with no.
So I just need to make it. I need to. I have like all the ingredients.
She asks mom every year. Maybe this year will be the year.
All right, so
hard to make two.
Pecan pie is great.
yeah.
Gavin is possibly putting together the worst list of all time. So his first thing was broccoli salad. His second thing is a roll. Just a roll.
Just one roll.
Okay. So, man, Gavin, you know, I've made fun of Cameron's Mount Rushmore, but, man, I might have to just start jumping all over you on this. But anyway, it's your list, though. You know what? It's okay.
I like rolls. So it's okay. I got a lot, too.
Sure. It would be on my Mount Rushmore of foods, but, yeah. I'm going to go with squash casserole. Squash casserole, great. Love squash. My favorite vegetable.
That's your worst pick of all.
No, it's great. Squash casserole is fantastic. It's
squash. You can walk out the door now. Don't try to copy me.
Babies. Don't try to be me, Jazz. Don't try to do my pool mott stuff. You don't like squash?
No.
Most, you know, it's America's favorite vegetable, squash.
I don't think that's true.
I wouldn't lie on the air. Lisa, go ahead.
I mean, you can't have Thanksgiving without the good old turkey. And I prefer mine. Fried.
Okay. Fried turkey. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll go with the honey baked ham.
Okay. Honey baked ham. So, man,
the
both
good stuff on top.
Both meats
we got
are
both
off the
meats.
Table. Or off the
got
table.
Both the meats.
Off the table. All right, Cameron, you're up. Third pick. So far, so good.
Anybody say green beans?
No.
I'll take the green beans.
Spot. She will take the green beans.
French style versus the regular?
Yeah. It's your call.
Wait, like, so you're talking about like the little those and the flat ones? I don't like those. I like kind of like the thin ones.
You like the thin ones?
The French, yeah. Italian, and
different.
Regular.
Yeah, the Italian. Right, yeah.
No. No, they're like thin.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like
why are you? It's green beans.
There's okay, so beans. We're gonna just go with green beans, and you got it.
Okay. I am going to go with. I feel like we don't have much potatoes. I'm trying to like think about the table in my head. Like I don't see much potatoes on the table.
You can't whisper, Liz. Again, I want to stress everybody.
Gavin was whispering? You didn't reprimand her?
If you whisper, she's away from the mic. If you whisper, it's... Listen,
away from the mic.
Listen.
Just cut that part.
Jazz, what's your...
Okay.
Off the rails, ladies and gentlemen. Off the rails. The Thanksgiving episode.
I'm going to go with brownies.
Okay, so that's a dessert.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, brownies are awesome.
They always taste better around Thanksgiving. I don't know if it's because
they're warm.
Or if it's
I agree.
The air.
Yeah.
Good pick.
So since all of mine have been taken...
Sorry.
I'm just going to do like peanut butter fudge.
There you go.
Okay.
You
all go. Right. All right. So that's not bad. Or,
yeah. I have another one I could do.
All right.
You know, Brian Kriegel makes an amazing peanut butter fudge.
Well, he can make me some if he would like.
I'll have him try cookie butter for the Christmas parade.
He should try cookie butter fudge. That's what I need.
All right. So if you're coming over, if you want to come to the worst Thanksgiving
Is
meal
this 4th
of all
of July?
Time. Baked beans now. So where are we at with Gavin?
Yeah.
Broccoli salad, rolls, and baked beans at the Gavin Williams Thanksgiving.
Hey, I like baked beans.
It's Thanksgiving will be great. You get one roll, though. Not rolls plural. You get one roll, Gavin. That's what's on the list. So there you go. I want to go with... you said tater tot casserole, which is fantastic. I'm going to go with my mom's hash brown casserole, who is, it's fantastic. It's so cheesy, gooey, so good. Man, I'm so hungry. This episode is making me hungry. All right, last one around.
One more?
Oh, yeah. I have like three.
I hadn't done a dessert, but I'm going to go with Dutch apple pie. Okay. And you can buy that by, like in a box and it's frozen and you can just... I think it's like Miss Calendars or whatever that is. It is so good. Did you turn my mic off?
I'm turning the sound. I'm adjusting the sound. Don't worry about that. Don't turn your mic off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to go with apple pie.
Okay. Okay. Apple pie is great. Did you put ice cream in that pie?
Optional.
Optional. Okay. All right. All right.
Okay, I'll go with another dessert. So, I don't know if y'all have ever heard of, well, you may have, ambrosia.
Anybody? What is that? What is that? Okay. Explain what that is.
Didn't have something to do with fire?
No.
It's like congealed salad.
It's not congealed, though. Ours is not.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's got coconut, pineapple, cherries.
I like coconut, yeah.
You can put pecans in it. I prefer no pecans. But it's like, once the juices all come together, like, it's really good.
It's an explosion.
Whatever you have in your...
I mean, yeah, you, it kind of sounds like that.
It's an explosion.
It's pretty good.
Of deliciousness. Okay. Cameron, last one.
This is also a dessert.
Sure. You've been on fire with desserts.
Banana pudding.
Ooh, look at that pull. Look at that pull. Banana pudding? How fantastic is that?
That is good.
Great job. Could this be Cameron Bartlett's best Mount Rushmore ever?
No. It was banana pudding. Her best one was when she did it with me.
Yeah, we talked about scents. We'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
I hate banana pudding, actually.
I don't like it either.
I want to like it. Like,
do you dislike bananas?
Yes.
Okay, that wouldn't have something to do with it.
The vanilla wafers, it smells good. It looks good. I want to like it.
But you just can't.
I just can't.
Well, if you don't like bananas, you're not going to like banana pudding. So that makes sense. Yeah. I just don't hear many people most people love banana pudding.
I know one other person that doesn't like anything to do with bananas. And banana pudding, he goes,
ugh. Okay. All right. Nice.
Okay, my next pick is pound cake. I love pound cake so much. Like, one of my family members, I don't know who she is to me, but I probably shouldn't say that on air, but she makes the best pound cakes, like angel food pound cakes, 7-Up cakes. But
I've had 7-Up cakes, very good. Yeah.
But I don't like lemony stuff, but that is very good. They're whispering over here.
I know, yeah. Again, with the mic live, they hear the whisper.
First of all, first of all, when I went to talk the first time, that was my fault. The second time, whatever. And then you said, you're in the mic. You need to push the mic away. What did I do? I pushed it near across out the door over here.
Yeah, but you got to understand with mics, though.
And I'm still getting, well.
They're live. It's okay.
Ever sit us together ever again. How about that?
We're learning our lesson here, ladies and gentlemen. Megan, you've been fantastic, by the way.
Thank you.
Good job, Megan. Megan's going to get a gold star for this.
Except hitting my cuff on the
sticker. We're going to just stick it. Maybe a blow pop or something.
We apologize. Okay.
Go ahead, Megan.
Okay, so I don't know why I brain farted about Thanksgiving meals. My mom's side of the family is casserole heavy.
Oh, man.
Casserole is like our thing.
Love a casserole.
So, my mom, don't knock it, but her vegetable casserole, it's not healthy. So, don't even think when you heard veggies. No.
A lot of cheese in there. Yeah.
Oh, cheese, mayonnaise, veggies.
I bet it is good.
It is phenomenal. But I could name like four other casseroles she makes that are really good too. But
I'm all about a casserole.
Love a casserole.
I don't know why. I just like totally forgot.
I don't like corn, but I like a corn casserole. There's very few casseroles I don't like.
My mom has a rice and corn casserole.
Sounds delicious. Sounds delicious.
It is really rich, but ooh.
I bet it is good.
All right, no. Finally, Gavin's lit.
We're at 4th of July.
Let's go ahead and give, from top to bottom, Gavin, this is what you've given me tonight. Broccoli salad. He's now added the S to the roll, so it's rolls. Baked beans and grape salad.
I love grape salad.
This is the Gavin Thanksgiving.
I like the icing. Take the grapes out and I'll eat everything else.
I like that.
What is grape salad?
Yeah, please tell us what grape salad is.
It's like grapes, brown cream sugar, cheese,
regular sugar.
Pecans.
You got green grapes, red grapes. You can do pecans.
Sugar should never be anywhere near
grapes.
It sounds weird. The cream taste cheese is actually really good. I just don't love grapes. So
you don't like grapes by themselves?
I like grapes by themselves.
I love cotton candy grapes.
There you go.
Sometimes.
I love just.
But that's not the first food I go for.
I love some grapes.
Well, finally, I'm going to go with my final will be my grandmother's. I've already mentioned it. Her 4-layer chocolate pie. It's not good for you if one is so sweet, so good. Chocolate, whipped cream, another kind of chocolate, and some kind of pudding on the bottom. And then there's a crust after that. It's so good. I look forward to it this time of year. And so there you go. Those are the Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving foods. We really hope you've enjoyed this Thanksgiving episode. We want to wish everybody from the Chamber Chat and Hueytown and the Chamber Board of Directors, we hope that you have a great holiday, a happy holiday. Spend time with your family. Eat a lot of food. Don't worry about, you know, I can't eat this. This is bad for me. Just be bad for about 2 or 3 days. You can bounce back the next week. And with that being said, I couldn't really find a Thanksgiving song to go home with. So I wanted to play this one for a while. It's Sweet Child of Mine, but it's a cover by First to 11. I have not. First to 11, Sweet Child of Mine. And so until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.